Hey guys, welcome back to May I Talk Season 2. We are out here living the life and just enjoying the moment. My name is Mo, and today I am going to be your host. Today, I have a very wonderful guest with me. Her name is IJ, and I am super hyped that she's here today. Hello, IJ.
Hi.
Hi, darling. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm so glad I got a hold of you today because I know you're like pretty busy. Thank you so much for joining in.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah. So today we'll be discussing living together before marriage. I know that choosing you is like the right person for this topic because living together before marriage is like something that a lot of African parents frown upon. What do you think?
I know. I feel living together, right? It's a very sensitive topic, right? People are doing it, but are not proud of it. Yeah. So it's like you have people living together cohabiting because, okay, let's say the Lagos scenario. You have your boyfriend, he lives on the island, you live on the mainland, your family house, you know, you have to come to work on the island. Then your boyfriend is like, babe, why don't you just, you know, come? Come be here, you know. You're always here anyway, so you might as well just get your stuff and come live with me. Now, as a matter of convenience, he's doing you a favor, quote unquote, in as much as you might not have that freedom you would have if you were on your own. Right, but he's trying to help because he probably really does care about you, you know. So he's not necessarily promising you anything serious or anything everlasting like a marriage or whatever, but he's just helping you for the time being.
But if he's not promising you anything serious, why would he actually suggest you coming? That is because
he's just trying to make your life easy, you know.
Okay, but if I'm to think like a proper Naija babe, I would think, yeah, oh, this guy just does not want me to have freedom. You get, except I'm having house rent issue, then I'll pack my bag and fam, I'll go there. But then I am looking through the African parent perspective right now. Like, if you call your dad or your mom and say, hey, I'm going to live with my boyfriend, I am Nigerian, though, what's the first thing they will tell you?
They would obviously frown against it. They'll be like, what are you thinking? You want to see finish? You want the guy to see you finish, you know? But I really think, now people are more, should I say, people are getting to understand that if you're living with someone, there are no promises. It doesn't mean he's going to get married to you. It doesn't mean you are not still looking out for somebody else, you know?
Really?
And if the person... Were you going to say something?
Yeah, I know. I mean, what you said, I just said, oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, because sometimes you think, oh, he's everything I want, he's everything I need. But then you start living with him and then you find out, man, thank God I even made this step. Thank God I decided to do this with this guy. I don't think I want this long term, you know. So you get to find out things about the person as it goes. And you're like, nah, I think I'm out of this door, onto the next one. So sometimes it gives you an opportunity to get to know that person, to really understand the kind of person the person is. You know, you never really know all these things until you really get in.
To meet the person.
You know?
So you as an African parent, would you advise your daughter to do that?
Honestly, I wouldn't advise my daughter to do that. I really wouldn't. But if my daughter actually decided on her own as an adult, and I'll say, when I say as an adult, I'll say a girl who is maybe 29, 30, to say, Mom, I want to be with this guy, you know, we're in a serious committed relationship. I want to live in his house. I want, you know, we're trying to build a future together. And she gives me good reasons. I'll tell her, babe, you know what? You could go there, stay for some time, stay for some days, come back to the family house. Don't be completely always in his house every time, you know, give yourself that breathing space sometimes. Don't let him see you finish. You get me?
So I get to know him.
You're getting to still figure, like, you're still trying to figure out if you really want this long term or not. You know, so I feel sometimes you look at it, you can make excuses for someone who's a bit older. You know, if you're older, I'm hoping you're a bit wiser to make some decisions on your own. That's where I'm coming from.
Okay. So. I understand where you're coming from, Creech. obviously it makes like perfect sense for someone who is like 29 already. So what you're trying to say is, if your daughter is, let's say, in the States, for example, and you are finding it hard to maybe pay her house rent or something, and she decides, oh, she's 21, can she leave with her boyfriend for some time, and she's not in Nigeria, mm-hmm. would you advise against that, or would you say, okay, go ahead, but come back
home? If she was 21?
Yeah, 21.
What are you doing at 21 with your boyfriend? I'll slap the shit out of your head. I'll slap the... Come on. I would have you, when you, have to get you a job. You have to make you, you have to get your own money.
Oh, okay. So are you saying that 21 is too young for her to have a boyfriend?
No, no, no. Leaving with the boyfriend at 21, I think that's too young.
That's too young. Okay. All right. So we know that. Yeah, we know that living together has its own advantages. Like you said, one of the things is understanding this person, seeing if you guys are very compatible. And also, also, if you guys are going to get married, let's say, for example, is your fiancé, you know, you guys will start to understand the chores responsibility. So now, I'm I want to talk from the perspective of the guy here. If he now decides, okay, babe, move in with me, and then you realize she can't cook, she doesn't like to clean and whatnot, do you think you should tell her? Do you think that's enough for him to actually say, you know what, I can't marry this girl?
Ooh, that's a strong one.
Yeah.
So for some people, it would actually be a deciding factor if they would go on with that relationship or not. Mm. And I'll tell you, for that, it's even better that they find that out at the dating stage, at that, you know, beginning stage, than dating for so long and then they start thinking of getting married and he finds out and he's like, nah, I can't do this with this person. Mm. It'd even be a lot more heartbreaking for the person. Mm. So I feel like at some point you think about these things and you're like, okay, if I haven't actually stayed with this person, does he know me in and out? Does he know my flaws? Does he know that I'm not really good at this stuff? You know, you get to really understand the person when you're with them 24/7. You know, even when you go to work, you come back, he sees how messy you get. He sees how you are in the morning. You know, he gets to see you for you. You get to see him for him.
Yes.
So it's actually very, very overwhelming sometimes for some people, because you think, oh, this girl is all perfect and everything. But then when she's leaving with you, you're like, man, get how this girl take B.O. You know? So I feel like it just works differently for different people. But I would love to know my partner before I do settle down with him.
Yeah.
So I don't really mind actually taking some time, visiting you, spending time with you, getting to understand you, you know, how you'd be when you get angry, how you'd be around people, you know, your mannerisms, how nice are you to just the common man on the road, you know, things like that. You get to understand as you spend quality time together. So
That makes sense. And also, a lot of people say that when you live together, you have the freedom to end things easily. Yet some people say that when you live together, it is so hard for you to cut ties with the person. What do you think?
So this is really a hard one, because I'll tell you for free, right? You know how you look at some people and you're like, this guy has been with this girl for such a long time, but she has the worst attitude. He's probably not the nicest person to her, but she's stuck with him. It makes you wonder, is she really in the relationship because she loves him, or because of what she gets from him, like the benefits that actually comes with being together, you know? And that's where all this personalized views come in. So people will tell you, man, I don't mind if my boyfriend is so annoying, I just want a place to stay. Once I get, you know, everything I'm looking for, I'm out the door, you know. So I feel cutting ties is still a personal choice. Some guys will tell you, if a guy is ready to break up with your ass, he will dump you. There's nothing you would do. If a guy really wants out of the relationship, there's nothing you would do. He's done. He's done. He'll tell you to get the hell out of the house. If a girl is done with you, and she's gotten to that point where, and I feel like it's a Nigerian thing most of the time, because you see people dating for, obviously, they don't have money. There's no, you know, financial support most of the time. And that's why marriage is still break up. A guy gets broke, a lady moves out. She's like, man, I'm done with this guy. He doesn't have the money I thought he had, you know? So if you think about stuff like that, it really makes you think of it like, it's better to get to know that person, stay with the person, understand that this guy doesn't know how to cook, he doesn't know how to clean. Can you deal with that forever? Yeah. You know, those are the things that sometimes you think of and you're like, man, I don't think I can do this, man. I better let this guy go, you know? So those are things that I feel I would want to know before I get into a serious, serious, committed future relationship.
Okay, so you as a human being, would you prefer to start living with this guy before he proposed to you or maybe after he has proposed to you?
Oh, I think, oh, wow. That's actually, wait, Mo, what do you think? I don't think I've heard any of your own thoughts. What do you think? What do you think? Tell me your own thoughts.
Okay.
Tell me what
okay, if you're throwing back a question.
Let's start with you.
Yeah, yes. Okay. So let me go back from the beginning of the questions that I've asked you so far. For me, first of all, my daughter has her own right to do whatever she wants to do. But age is a very important factor for me. You can't move into a guy's house at 21. No, except you're like Kylie Jenner. You're making your own money. And you guys are like mature enough financially to know that, okay, if this guy does anything crazy, I can just move out because I am rich enough to do that. And also, I don't have to say she has to be 29 or something. No. For me, it has to just do with maturity and finance. That's it. And then also about the whole cutting ties or not cutting ties. Yeah, I think when you live with someone, it's really harder to let go. Especially because here is how this is how it works. You're living in someone's house or you guys are living together. Maybe you guys are paying rent together or most of the time, these guys definitely pay the rent anyway. And then you are sick and tired of this guy. You want to get out, but you don't even have enough money to get out. You know, you have to keep taking in the shit he's doing. That's the thing. I've lived with someone before that he literally had sex in the same room that I was. And I just quietly picked my pillow, my baby blanket, and I stepped out and I stayed outside till morning because I had house rent issues. And we were having issues. Mm-hmm. So he felt like, oh, well, this is how I get back to you. He brought in a stripper or a prostitute or whatever it is. Whoa. I really don't care. I don't know.
That's hardcore.
Yeah. And I was on the bed. They were literally doing it on the floor. And I felt like, what the fuck? What the F? Why do you have to do that? You know? But I didn't complain. Yeah, you see, I didn't complain. What I did was just stepped out, stayed outside, and when they were done, he went to drop her off. I never had the conversation. All I was just doing mentally was looking for how to get out. Financially, I needed money to get out. So you see, cutting ties when you are not financially stable is very, very hard. Mm. And also, cutting ties when you are too in love is another issue. You know? You feel like, oh, I can sort this thing out. We could try. You do everything in your power to just try to make this guy understand that.
You make excuses for the person.
So cutting ties is really, really, really hard when you're living with the person. You know, when you're not living with the person, you can literally tell the guy, fuck off from my phone, you know. You come to your house, you will knock your door, you will not open.
And that's it. Good. Done. That's
you
it
have more done. Emotional energy to stay away from this person. Mm. If you guys are not living together, you know? So, and then talking about, what was the other thing I spoke about? Freedom to end things. Yeah, the whole freedom to end things. And also cohabiting for house rent. That's even the hardest. And I see Nigerian guys at the time that they will just burn you outside. They'll tell your mom, get out. I don't want to see you in my house anymore. You end up just... Man, Nigerian guys have no joy. Just that way.
But it's really crazy, you know. I feel like, let's put it this way, for being honest, poverty is a problem. Mm-hmm. If you are living in the UK or let's say America or wherever, you have the freedom to do multiple jobs. You have at least you must get paid, right? Your salary, you must get paid. So you have a plan. You could plan and say, I'm spending $200 for my rent. I'm doing this for this. You can actually plan and figure yourself out. Nigeria, we have a system that doesn't work. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So sometimes we make excuses and say, oh, blah, blah, blah. But people are still doing it and surviving. Yeah. But it's the majority of the people. I'll tell you, most people are struggling. So they're looking for a place to just lay their head in the morning or lay their head at night, wake up in the morning, go to work, come back. The relationship is shitty. The guy beats the hell out of them. He gives them the worst, you know, attitudes ever, but they're there because they're like, I have nowhere to go. What an option do I have? Do you understand? Yeah. So you think about this, and you know that people take advantage of all these things, and they're like, she doesn't have any place to stay anyway, so let's just, you know, I could do anyhow. She don't feel comfortable because she don't get any other place. You hear guys talk about things like this, and it makes you really think about it. Is this real love?
Real
love, or you know, this girl is depending on you, and then you're like, I might as well take advantage of this.
Yes, I actually read that online. I think it was on Today at North or something, where the guy was just literally asking this girl for sex in the rudest way ever, if that English actually exists. And he kept on telling the guy, well, she'll be your house and go soon rent. Go soon expire. Let me see whether you not come to me. And I felt like, oh God, if I had money, I could literally call that girl and say, home girl, call my built an apartment for you. Leave that shitty ass dick alone. You know? Nigerian guys are like, the moment they see that you have a problem and they're the ones that solve it for you, oh my God, you gotta be a slave for them. You have to be a slave for them. I'm telling you. But also...
But you know, we have guys who actually live with ladies as well.
Oh yeah.
But those are not talked about. Those are not spoken about like the way we talk about girls living with guys. But they do exist. We have guys staying with women saying, oh, let me just stay here for the meantime to like figure out myself.
Oh yeah, I was gonna talk about that. You know? That was supposed to be my next question. Like, what do you think about guys? Nigerian guys living with the girl.
Who?
Do you think the girl takes advantage of them as well? And then also when things are actually going really very bad and, you know, something that they cannot really patch, how would the girl have the balls to say, okay, guy, you got to get out of my house? Does she do it in a way by she start bringing guys to the house? Or does she just leave the house for him or something? You know, what do you think?
So you know how you think about a guy's emotion and you think of a woman's emotion, right? A woman's emotion is completely different from a man's emotion, right? So if a woman tells you, okay, babe, no problem, you can come and stay in my house, that lady will genuinely have strong feelings for you. You know, if she says to you, I want you here, no problem, let's figure this out together. It's because she actually is happy that, oh my God, I can do this for him. I want to do it for him. He's here right now. I don't mind. I could help him. I could help him right now. She might get tired later. Let's not, you know, she might actually say, you know what? I'm tired of this thing at one point. But at the beginning, the moment she says yes, it's because she actually really cares about you. But a guy would tell you the moment a girl comes to the house, he knows that this girl, I know if you marry him, this girl... Nah, nonsense. I go just me and I go just date for a while. I go just dump him. Guys are mean. You know, a woman would tell you she would want you to grow with her. She would say, babe, don't worry. She would inspire you. She would motivate you. Babe, you know what? Let's do this. Let's try to get you this job. Let's try to do this for you. So a lady would come up with more ideas as regards how she can actually help you out. But a guy doesn't really care. His own is just come, have sex with me, cook for me, clean for me, do what you have to do. When I'm done with you, I know you're going to get out of here.
Yeah, true.
You know. So it's a really tricky situation, if I'm being honest.
Yeah,
it's a really, really dicey situation.
Yeah,
Trust me.
I think living together is a very, very tricky situation because as much as it has its own advantage, it has disadvantage as well. So this brings me to the issue of sex and pregnancy, right? So now I know that I say it all the time that you cannot go to the market and just test generator and take it home. No, when you take it home, you have to now know whether the generator is working well. You know, you can actually test.
You know.
Like when you go to Ikeja, you say you want to buy a phone. They will show you the phone, no, but when you get home, it is fufu that they gave to you.
I swear, you have to open that up. You have to open it and see what.
Yeah, so now let's talk about the sex part of living together. So, how will someone get out knowing that, look, this girl's sexual appetite is too low or too much, or this guy's sexual appetite is too much for me or too low for me? How do you think living together affects the sexual life of this couple?
Sexual appetite. I feel like that's a very personal thing, you know, because you see some girls, they'll tell you, I like to have sex like every day, at least once a day, right? But some guys will tell you, I don't like to have sex like 2 times a week. I want to have sex just once a week and I'm good. Some guys will tell you, I want to have sex 5 times in a day.
What?
You know, so that's where compatibility comes in. Yeah. Some guys will tell you, you know, I want it every time. I want it babe, you're sleeping. Please wake up. Give me some doggy. Please, just a quickie. So you have to now get to that point where you understand each other. You know, understanding plays a very, very, very important role. We get together. We actually understand each other. We now have that whole chemistry of this guy likes it this way. He likes it this time. He wants it at this point. I feel him in my mind. I feel him. He turns me on. He gets me excited. When he comes, I'm ready. Yes. You know? So chemistry also plays a role. You see some girls will tell you, man, my boyfriend, his dick is not as great as I thought it would be. Or, you know, his sex is not as interesting as it would be. You know? Now things are a bit boring. You know? The guy will tell you, man, this is my girl. Before, she used to give it to me in different ways. But now, she's just there. So, you know, they just have to come to that point where they understand each other, and then compromise, obviously, is actually very important. You have to say, you know what, sometimes I want it, but sometimes I don't, but I care about you, so I would give it to you sometimes.
Okay, so let me spot you a little bit in that. You know how Nigerians used to say, when this guy has slept with you too much, he has dug a hole inside your hole, he will not value you anymore. Do you think that's how it feels living together?
Wow. When people say this, I find it very ridiculous, honestly. I feel like if you're saying a guy has had too much sex with a girl, it's like is that a problem on the girl's part or for the guy's part? We're having fun, we're enjoying each other, we're doing it together, like we're enjoying, you know, it's both of us. It's you and me. When people say, like, I find it very ridiculous when people say, oh, the guy don't fuck and tire. He don't, like, hello. I enjoyed it too.
Yeah,
you
know? It's too late.
We need to put that in 1995 or 1991 or, you know, 1875. Sex is enjoyed by both parties. I want to get my sex on. You want to get your sex on. Let's do it. Let's be happy. Let's have fun, you know? Living together, obviously, you'd understand each other's sexual
appetite,
sexual compatibility, right? Yeah. Sometimes you want it, he doesn't want it. You know, you just get to that point, so you have to understand each other. That's it.
Yeah, really. And then also talking about pregnancy, you know, sometimes, right, girls get pregnant for their partner when they're not living together, and they have the choice of saying, oh, I want to take it out, I want to keep it, I want him to know, I don't want him to know. But living together, especially, let's say, for example, you're dating someone who knows when a girl gets pregnant within 2-3 weeks. There's some people like that. Like my mom, for example, if you're pregnant within 2 weeks, she will know. She'll just start saying, how do you get pregnant? Do you know? And I'll start looking like, what? How do you know? She knows. Some people sense it. Some guys too are very good like that. Now, she's pregnant. She doesn't want to talk about it. Maybe the relationship is not going as the way she planned. Now, living together, do you think it's going to make it more difficult for her to make a decision whether she wants the baby or not, or whether she wants the guy to know about it or not?
I feel like the moment you're living with a guy, you should be smart enough to know what you want for yourself. That's just the way I look at it. The moment you decide to take your bum to a guy's house and be there, get yourself pregnant, or he gets you pregnant or whatever, you should be smart enough to say, you know what, babe, I feel like I want to go to my family house for a couple of days. Whatever you want to do, if you want to think about it with your family or call a family meeting to say this guy is going to get married to you because they're pregnant. Like, I feel like once you decide to make that step, the moment you say you're moving in with a guy, you should be smart enough to take decisions on your own. You know, you should be ready for anything that comes with it. So if it's bam, bam, we're having a baby, you tell him, babe, I want to have this baby, or you want to, you know, do whatever, sort it out yourself. You just have to make your choices by yourself. The moment you decide to move in with him, be ready for whatever comes with it.
I like that. I like what you just said.
That's what I'll say to anyone who decides to take that step. You know, what were you expecting anyway? You're living with a man, he's probably even giving you raw sex every other day. Hey, come on now. Only if you're smart enough now. That's where I feel like Nigeria, we need to do better. Sex education, right? We don't really talk about contraceptives. We don't talk about birth control. Those are things Nigerians don't really talk about. So you see girls getting pregnant, having quack abortions, losing their lives on hospital. Like, you know, so this is another topic entirely for another day. We need to talk more about sex education, contraceptives, you know, condoms. I mean, most people tell you they don't even want condoms, but the birth control, you know, the things that Nigerians frown upon, it makes it so, oh, so you're having sex. and he's not even using a condom. Ew. But you can actually be honest with the person and tell her, oh, he likes it this way. No problem. You're in love, right? Fine. You make mistakes. No problem. But they're birth controls. They're this, they're that. You have some girls that tell you they've had 5 abortions, 6 abortions. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We need to talk more about this thing.
Yeah, don't honestly. Worry. We will. I know. I will definitely have you back in one of my episodes. But, you know, our conversation is going to end very soon. So let me just ask you one last major question, right?
Okay.
Do you think that there should be a marriage boot camp for couples in Nigeria? I know they have that in America. They have that in the UK, I guess. But I don't think I've actually really heard of that in Nigeria. Like, couples that actually go to this camp for a whole month and try to live with each other. That is for people that don't want to live together. Like, the parent give them the go ahead and say, okay, you know what, you guys should go to the camp, live together for a whole year, for a whole month, or even 2 months to see with each other if you guys are actually compatible. Do you think this is actually very necessary for Nigerian couples?
For Nigerian couples, man, people fake it till they get into marriage.
Exactly,
man.
What I've been saying.
People would tell you, oh, my girlfriend, she did cook, tire, she did clean. She would do this for my mom, she would do this for my sister. People are faking it because they're scared of not meeting somebody else. So people are into relationships and they're excited. Thank God I finally found this guy. Now I don't want to mess it up. So I'm going to fake it till he puts a rock on my finger. The moment he puts that rock, girl, my real character comes out. So trust me, boot camp or no boot camp, if it's going to work, it would work. If it's not going to work, it wouldn't work. Period. That's it. Okay. Trust me. So you could have a boot camp for 5 months. They'll be fake till the 5 months are actually over. You propose, you do all of that. Nah. And that, you know.
Okay. Okay, so thank you so much, IJ. I really understand everything you've said. And thank you so much for actually putting in this whole talk about abortion and condoms, and because a lot of people really need sex education in Nigeria. And you've been so, so good. So before we go, we always play a game. Don't be tense. It's just a very small game. You will love it.
Okay.
Game. Today we're going to play Never Ever Have I Ever, 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 Ever. You know what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you 5.
But wait. Well, do you know, I mean, you didn't get to tell me your own opinions about living together, though.
Is it for the boot camp or generally?
For the boot camp one. Yeah, let's say the boot camp.
Yeah, I actually think.
What do you think about
boot camp? I think, the boot camp is a very new idea. To me, it's just like, you guys just want to go and do a necessary honeymoon because you will never know anybody's character within a month or two, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Divorce rates keep going higher every
year. Yeah, so it takes 6 months before you can actually see that person's true character. That means you guys have gone through the anger phase, the broke phase, the happy phase, the sad phase, and all of every other shade of phase, including family phase. Because families can be very annoying. They come in between you guys, and then you have to see how your man can hold himself and or how you can hold yourself. Financial.
Even care pressure. There's so many things.
Saving together and all of that. So,
financial problems as
For me, living together is a great idea. It's a wonderful idea. I think a lot of African parents should actually encourage their children to do that just in case their daughter is getting married to a woman beater so that she will not end up in
even in a relationship you can actually tell who a woman beater would be, trust me. You know, they don't necessarily need to live together to understand this person's anger issues or
I agree with you, but also I want to say this, right? Sometimes you see women beaters, they kind of don't show up who they are until like a year or two. But the thing is, a lot of people are not fortunate.
I think I disagree.
A lot of people are not fortunate.
Really?
Look, you can see the anger. You can see that this person get upset. Yes, you can see this person can get upset and storm off, right? That's like no. But you might probably not see him touch you at that point. It could be that, oh, well, now you're my wife anyway. I'll beat you whenever. I know a guy that never touched this girl.
And this person.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello? I'm saying the moment a guy is, what's the word now? The moment a guy gets so angry and he's all shouting, mm-hmm. the guy gets so angry, at that point you should know that this guy has anger issues and he can't control it. So you should know that at some point.
Okay, so now here's the thing. Now
the shit out of you.
The thing is, I'm gonna have to agree to disagree with you on this one if there's anything like that. Look.
We'll have this conversation another time,
which is one of my topics in one of my episodes later, you know, in this season. Now, anger issues varies, right? I know a guy that he gets upset, but his rule, his number one personal rule in life is he will never touch a woman. So, yeah.
But should I tell you something? Mm-hmm. Do you know I met a guy who would get angry, so angry at me, and he'll start shouting,
"What the?
Go to the room. And I'm like, are you stupid? Like, you know, at first in my mind, I was thinking, okay, maybe I got him so angry. RJ, calm down. Don't overthink it. He apologized. Yeah. I'm really sorry. You know what I mean? To say all of that. But guy, I was like, nah, I can't deal with this nonsense. The moment a guy can talk to you that way, that's so condescending, and you're thinking, why are you even talking to me like that? Mm-hmm. Go into the room.
Okay,
am I your daughter?
You see, that's what I'm saying. There are different levels of anger, you know? Issues, right?
I would love to. My own personality is
I'm the type of person that I'm a person that when I get upset, I'm very silent. I keep quiet. I may not talk to you. I'm not holding grudge. Okay. But how do I process the anger? By not talking to you for like as long as I want. Do you get? It's not malice. It's just me trying to process my anger so I don't say things I'm not supposed to say. There are some people that they will shout at you, para for you and all that. They won't touch you. Why is this? There are some dangerous ones that they will not even shout at you. They'll just start punching you, embarrassing in front of your friends. Don't worry. This is a topic for another day. I'm really hoping that you come in when I'm having this.
I hope so too. I hope so too.
All in all, living together is actually a very great idea. A very wonderful idea that I feel like African period, doesn't matter if you're a pastor, imam, leader in church or anything, to actually encourage your children to do. Yes, they'll be worried about the whole sex thing, but mom, who know they fuck nowadays now? I'm just saying. Anyway, thank you so much, IJ. Let's play this little game before you go. Yeah,
thank you for having me.
So let's play Never Have I Ever. Okay, you ready? Have you ever cheated on a test or an exam?
I have.
Have you ever faked a name? Like maybe a guy asks you, what's your name? You gave him the wrong name. Have you ever?
Have
you ever gotten a tattoo?
Yeah. No, never.
Have you ever gotten a tattoo?
No, but I'd love to have one.
Final question. Have you ever faked orgasm?
Wait, do you know, I actually...
Really?
I haven't.
Oh, wow. Girl.
Yeah. I always find a way to get me up, man. Always, always, always. You have to make me get there before you get there, guy.
Okay,
you
some know? Of you are that lucky.
That's a story for another day. But no, all right.
Thank you, IJ. This was so much fun. I really had fun. Talking to you, so informative, educative, and I cannot wait to have you back here. Honestly, you are fun.
I'll be looking forward to it.
Thank you so much for joining in today. Yeah. I would. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. This episode is titled "Living Together," and my host or my guest for today is IJ. And remember, you can listen to season one still on this same app and be good. Bye.